Alrighty, ready. 3, 2, 1, clap. That
Perfect.
was so, yeah, perfect. You
It
think there's
sounds
ever?
upbeat on my end.
Oh, to me, it was me just waiting. Is she gonna clap? Is it?
What is the clap gonna happen? I've been waiting for like 5 seconds.
Well, that's what we're here for today because we are back again with another episode of Strapped In. We are strapping in and we are clapping in. I'm your host for today, Nima.
Started out with a bang,
Yes,
literally.
sir. I am Akumani Mune, and with me is my co-host,
Mina Aoyama.
yeah, that's right.
Yippee!
We're getting so good at this.
I know. I think this is our first intro with like the minimal cringe.
Yeah, you know, maybe one day we'll get to a point where it's 1%.
Being realistic is really important, I think, as well. And
Oh.
I think just naturally existing is like at least like 5% cringe.
Yeah, I think me existing as a person is already pretty rough, I'm not gonna lie.
I appreciate you.
Oh, why do you appreciate me? Is it because I'm writing songs for you for your favorite freaking characters? Guys, you
Guys,
don't understand the
have I
trauma
ever
she puts me
said
through.
how much I love Akuma
It's insane to me. She was wishing upon my downfall. Her angriness and manifesting
Hey,
me bad
to
luck
be fair,
ended up
to be
with me
fair.
getting bad luck, $1,600 down the drain. And
Listen,
then I
listen, listen,
said,
listen.
no. I said, wow, what if I make a song like this? Mina said, wow, have I ever told you how much I love you?
In my defense, I've never wished upon your downfall maliciously.
No. I think it was pretty malicious
no, no,
two
no,
weeks ago when.
no, it's not malicious. I'm laughing. It brings me joy. But I don't mean you like if you just
It's not
happen to lose, I guess
it's
an
not
unfortunate
malicious to you.
byproduct.
It's not malicious to you.
You wish on my downfall as well.
No, I was in your chat before, and I'd be hype with you, but I would laugh when you get Yanqing, but I wouldn't wish Yanqing upon you like
Who started
that many
our
times.
shining Yanqing main?
Yeah, but that was just because you got one unlucky time, two unlucky. Have you ever wished upon losing every single 50-50 until it was me that died and fell? No, this is
Well,
what I have to deal with every single
no,
time
I
we
think
talk
it's
to each
just. It's testament to how powerful our friendship is. Anyone can wish happiness
This is
amongst
the craziest
anyone,
copium. This is the craziest.
but it takes really good friends to wish each other's downfall.
What the hell is this? What the hell even is this?
Isn't it like a thing? Like you could tell how close friends are by like how much they can argue? Because like if they can't argue, then they're not that good friends anyway.
I think there's a difference between arguing and playful banter. Because, I mean, we were just hanging out for what? Three? Two? Was it 2 or 3 nights?
How many? It was a few nights, I feel like.
Was it 2 or 3? I feel
It
like it was
might have been
three.
three.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, guys, we hung out with each other for a long period of time. That's the first time
Yeah,
we've done
and
that,
we didn't
actually.
kill each other.
Yeah, but I felt so many things towards that uncomfortable ass room. I hated that hotel. Oh.
It was so loud all of the time in that room.
Yeah.
And like if you moved a little bit on that bed, like everyone could hear
It
it.
was so, oh
Also
my
the
gosh.
toilet.
The toilet was out to kill us. It was out for
It was
blood.
so aggressive.
Oh my gosh. It doesn't make sense to me. What did we do wrong to deserve a toilet that was trying to clap back, clap our cheeks?
That's why I went downstairs when I needed to use the
That
bathroom.
makes sense. Oh yeah, did we say? Oh yeah, we went to see Hatsune Miku together.
Yeah, we got to see Miku on the LED screen in person. We
You
got
made
really
it sound so
lucky.
pathetic. You
No,
made it
no, no,
sound
no,
so.
no. It was actually really good in person. Like, I
It
feel like
was
I
a
really
bad,
enjoyed
yeah.
it.
Yeah, no, I think it was mainly because of the crowd and the band for me that made it just.
You were in love with that guitarist.
They were so fine. And the way that they were able to play, like their style of playing was so. They were smiling and getting so into it. It reminded me of
Yeah.
when I performed and I said, this, I get it. I know exactly what you feel. I get it. I feel
I'm
you.
just
And then.
glad they saw you're waving and waved
I know, I
back.
was just gonna say, I waved and then they waved back and then I did a little hop. I was like, I'm coming. Mina, she was looking at me.
And I knew it. And I could tell immediately it was actually for you. Because there was like an instant realizing and then like the wave. I'm like, oh, that was for Noomi.
Yeah. And then the second I turned around after, I felt like there were stars in my eyes when I looked back at me. And I Mina, they waved back at me. They did it.
And it's just
it
like, yes, I know. I understand. Good job.
Like, I think a lot of our crappy gotcha luck went into us having a really lucky time at that concert.
Oh my god, yeah, we got basically, what, Barricade?
We did get Barricade. We actually got Barricade. We showed up, how long? 30 like, to 40 minutes before they were letting people in?
Yeah, so like, we definitely weren't the first ones like on the VIP line.
We were hella behind. Yeah. We looked like we were around 200th in line.
Yeah, and then for some reason they didn't know, like the people inside didn't know you could buy merch inside either. But we knew because the guy like announced it right next to us.
Yeah. We were and so we were in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we walked in. Got merch. Me and Noomi got the last two hats as well.
Yeah, we have yet.
And then there was another just line that we didn't really know where it went, but we just kind of stood there. And we figured out, oh, it's for like the pit, but like the other half of the pit, because there was already a huge ass line on the other side of the venue that we didn't want to wait in. And so then like we just go in and there's so many people congregated in the middle of the pit. But no one was on the right side of the pit.
The way, oh my gosh, the way after, like, we were gonna go on the balcony if we couldn't get a good spot because we were with the ghost of Moogie. And I know that the ghost of Moogie and I are not as tall as Mina Aoyama, so we would have had trouble. And so we were going to say, if we're too far back, we could just go to the balcony, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so we walk inside it. And then I look and I kind of look and I was like, wait, that's Barricade. Nobody's at the Barricade.
Yeah,
and then we walked up.
Like, there's a huge pile in the middle of people, but no one's at the Barricade. Like,
it's so strange to me why they do. Like, they wanted to be right in front of Miku, but does it matter if you're in front of Miku if you're 4 feet tall? What are you cheering at? The little opening that above you when you're surrounded by people that are 7 feet tall?
Mm-hmm, exactly. But yeah, we went basically Barricade. Noomi and Moogie were in front of me because I am significantly taller, so I had perfect view no matter what.
Okay, buddy.
What? And am I wrong?
You're not. No, it was nice too because, okay, when people start to, when concerts start, people start to come closer, right? It's just a natural thing that happens because people get very excited.
Yeah.
Because you were so tall, you had like your arm kind of behind me and Moogie.
Yeah. So, I was basically like hugging, like, you know, like from behind. Like I was like protecting them in.
Yeah. She protected us. And so we were just chilling the whole fucking time. And I know that did not go unnoticed, by the way. Bless you for that. When I thought somebody was going to push into me and I look and then I noticed that you had your arm out protecting us. I said, oh my God, our guardian angel. Our guardian angel. She's real. She's real and she loves us.
Bro, I was just leaning against the barricade.
I just look behind and you're just kind of idly waving your little light stick and you're like, yeah, this is fun. Yeah,
I'm enjoying myself. It's just like, yeah. The goth Miku.
I was going to say, you and goth Miku.
There was a man dressed up as Miku, our Lord and Savior Hatsune Miku, but like full goth makeup. Did not make a single facial expression that entire concert.
You said at one point for 2 seconds they waved their light stick.
Yeah, they waved the stick for 2 seconds and then immediately put it down when I tried to like make you look at it.
Is that why I almost got caught? I can't be caught slipping like this.
They sensed the disturbance in the force.
they had to keep it going. Oh my god, but it was actually, dude, the songs were crazy live. They were so good live.
Len?
Oh my god, Len.
He stole the show.
Oh my god, we were all kind of just like, oh, it's Len. I loved Len, right? And then all of a sudden, he just starts doing the stanky leg. And then me and Moogie were like,
going.
He was going crazy with it.
He was going so hard. It was beautiful.
He stole the show. Like, fully had the best performance.
Best performance out of any of them.
And then Kaito went after it, and everyone was like, ooh.
I personally think his best line was in that Sega recording.
Sega!
Yes, exactly.
It was a fun concert. It was a really nice trip. Travel 8 hours or 6 hours for it.
Oh my god. And the fact that everything was closed in San Jose.
Oh my god. What? Okay, for those, if any listeners live in San Jose, what's wrong with your city? beautiful. It's beautiful.
Like, we had beautiful little scooters, and we had our own little scooter gang. Oh, if there are any artists that want to draw fan art of us, please draw us as a scooter gang.
Oh my god, it was so
blowing
funny.
Bubble gum with us glass, and we were just standing, but Mina way behind us, because Moogie and I were going,
I have risk assessment, okay, as an old person, I'm afraid of getting
cruising.
Hurt.
She was cruising behind us just with a cute little tiny little plain smile as she was just going 5 miles an hour while Moogie and I were going,
we
25.
Ended up in the same spot, okay.
It was so funny. I looked behind and I'm like, where Moogie? Oh, you just kind of
just casually zoom in, just like I was just taking in the scenery, enjoying the weather. I didn't need to zoom. Also, like, I just have risk assessment. I feel like I'm just gonna get hurt if I go any faster.
Okay, some of us are really into the thrill, the danger of going on a scooter without a helmet.
Oh my god, yeah. One of the rules is like wear a helmet, and we're just like,
anyways. Oh my god, our first journey was to go to try to find a meal. Tell me why I was driving. Well, I was scootering. Yeah. And the first thing I noticed when we were scootering up to the street that we ended up trying to go to, I was kind of looking at the windows and noticed every single building was either closed or closed down entirely. Yeah. Every establishment night. I look back at Moogie. Moogie, why is everything closed? And then we finally make it over to this,
it was like a food hall.
Court? Yeah. Food hall kind of thing. What happened? She was telling you and Moogie. Oh my god.
Okay. So it was like you order on like these iPads and it's like a bunch of different types of restaurants and like you can order and then like they bring it out. It's a food hall. So basically the lady comes up to us and there's like everything says closed except for like two or three pages worth of options. And she comes up to us. She's like, oh, actually the system hasn't updated. But this is closed. And then she's like, actually, they're all closed. And then she like, it was the tone that she said that. It was absolutely ridiculous.
When she said they're all closed, we all kind of looked at each other like, huh? And then she apparently whispered to you guys about the
yeah,
health.
She's like, oh yeah, something happened with like, the inspector came. So like everything had to close down. And so we were understandably like, maybe we should eat somewhere else.
Honestly, good idea though, because we went to this mom and pop shop.
Oh my
Mexican
god.
Mexican food. It was so goddamn
good.
It was
so good.
It was so fucking good. Oh my god. I had a carne asada quesadilla and that shit slapped the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I had
oh
the
my
torta.
God. And her torta was huge. It was bigger
it was
than
massive,
her head.
Massive, dude. It was so good though.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. The food, like, honestly was pretty good in San Jose.
I was
like,
going to say, I'm still thinking went. About that barbecue we went to.
Oh
still
my
thinking
god,
about
that place was so good.
Friendship barbecue, y'all. We went to Friendship Barbecue after we ate at Miku, and it was so good. We ate so much.
I felt like we were just like we were just enjoying like it was like the perfect post concert like meal.
It really was. It was
it's
so.
Like we got
it was
veggie
so nice.
Dude, the lettuce.
Oh,
that seasoned lettuce was so
that
freaking
seasoned
good.
Seasoned lettuce was our favorite food. We could post a. Actually, wait. Let me. I think I have it on my. Kissy, ooh, my secret account.
I mean, you're not kissy, knew me account, you know?
I would like to mention that when we got to San Jose and when we met up, the night before I went to bed, everyone, I had 100-something followers. I am now looking, I am at 18,400 followers.
Crazy.
In one, no, over the course of a few days.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't know how it happened, but I made it on everyone's For You page.
The algorithm knew.
I said, how are you guys finding me or something? I think that was my tweet. It was,
you know why? It's because you complained about getting demonetized.
Oh my god, that was when it first happened.
No, accounts complain about this.
I was so pissed. Yeah, they could have thought I was just some normal fan account or something. Mm-hmm. And then I said, how are you guys finding this account so fast? Because I think I gained, because of my demonetizing post, I gained a couple hundred.
Yeah.
And then I said, how are y'all finding that tweet that I, how are y'all finding this account so fast? 8,000 likes. Why?
Yep, you got put on the algorithm, fam. That's it. It was game over.
It was over for me. And then I said, seems tweeting this threw me onto everyone's For You page even more. Hey. Hey y'all.
Hey guys. Anyway,
hey.
Have you heard about Yuri?
And then, anyways, Yuri, and then the next day Mina made hers
you
and hers
me.
Also hers instantly also got put on the map just out of nowhere too for everybody.
Listen, man, it's the power of we. I think we are healing the Twitter sphere with Yuri.
It's true. Every single person that has followed both of our side accounts said that they have seen an influx of Yuri on their timelines. I said, you're welcome. You're
welcome.
I mean, welcome.
Listen, I can't help that we're just spreading the gospel truth.
Oh, I found it. I found the lettuce. Fuck, dude, lettuce I need to so figure out good. How to make this lettuce, bro.
Look, I've never had warm lettuce before.
Yeah, I've never had lettuce that tasted this.
I think it was
delicious.
The seasoning. We had to figure out how to make that seasoning.
Yeah, we gotta ask Mui about that seasoning. She knew the sauce.
Oh yeah.
And she was giving us some information, but we're gonna have to pry it out of her.
Oh yeah. Oh dude, it was so the skewers were so good.
Overall,
time to fly back. Just to
very
go
nice
eat it
trip.
Again.
Yeah, aside from the business messages that I had to deal
oh,
with when
I
was
so bad for that.
Oh my god, we were waiting for Miku and I was just like
you're on business mode all of a sudden, like you're like give me my
you
answers.
Know the locked in oh my god the locked in gif that was me locking in to do all my business stuff, and then the next day it was us scootering to go to that really good Japanese restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, bro, please, I just want a scooter, man, I just want a scooter in peace.
The scooters are probably like my favorite part of that trip. I'm not gonna lie.
I know it was so fun. My favorite scootering session was going all the way over to Japantown.
Oh yeah, because that was like a long scooter session.
Yeah,
too.
That was like, what 20 minutes or something.
Yeah, yeah,
15,
yeah.
20 minutes.
It was
we were
nice.
Just cruising. Simon was cruising,
great.
Chilling, feeling the wind in our face, and getting
like
that
not
sunshine.
The most like economically sound choice, but like
it was so
for
expensive.
The experience. But like for the experience and just like a city that you don't know and getting to see it was like really nice.
It was. Just a wonderful experience, and the golf was really fun, aside from the fact that I thought I was getting heat stroke.
Oh dude, dying of heat exhaustion, all of us.
I have
why
no
did it
words.
Get so hot as balls all of a sudden? Like the entire like other trip, like part of the trip was like perfect weather, but then like the moment we're outside for longer than 10 minutes, it was like sun.
The funniest thing about it is I checked the weather, it was in the 60s to 70s. Like 70, 71. So
yeah.
It was 65 to 72 at
most.
Which
is like perfect.
And then when we were there, went up to 80. Hello?
Bruh.
Why? What did, wow. And the second we left, went back down to 60.
That was
okay.
So fucked.
Dude, love like, that we went, I love that.
We went to like somewhere just to like sit and like, just like have like a cold drink and just sit.
Oh yeah.
We were dead. I think we just like needed to like recover from the heat.
No speaking. We are all nonverbal mode. We were just sipping on our drinks and restoring our energy.
We knew we were going to get food like with a few other friends. So it's like saving that energy.
Oh my God. In the beginning, I felt so bad because I was so like shy and quiet. Oh my God. I talked to Mina after this too, but I shook so one of their friends' hand. She hugged everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I shook her fucking hand. She was like, oh, I said, oh, ooh, was I not supposed to?
And I think the funniest part is like, you went last. So you saw that we were all giving hugs too.
Well, you guys are close with her.
I know, it was just funny. You're fine though. I think it was fine. It was
no,
just
it was
funny.
So fucking funny. I think it was when Moogie was showering and then I said, Mina, I can't stop thinking about that. Was I silly for that?
Oh my God, it's so freaking funny.
I think it was worse when I brought it up with you after. I mean, I can't stop thinking about it. This is going to be stuck in my head for the next 50 years. I can't.
And I'm just like, girl, huh?
You know, for the first, I think, 20 to 30 minutes of that dinner that we had, I barely even spoke. I think it was just me trying to get over the fact that I shook that woman's hand.
I think it's fine. Like the first like 20-30 minutes was us just ordering anyway. So it was like figuring that out. And then it was like chill.
It was the first time in a while being introduced to people that like I haven't really met. And so I was like, oh,
how do I make an impression of
myself? They were really pretty. They were really pretty too. So I'm like, oh God, this is like a double whammy.
They're both cosplayers.
That, you know, it's all starting to make sense.
Cosplay origins. Oh, so for those who you may or may not know them, Frey and Ying. And I feel like most people, especially in the Gotchasphere, would know Ying. Because like, they do all like the pronunciation guides on YouTube.
I was unaware that they did that. I didn't know.
I think that's like the thing cool. That they're most known for.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know Frey, but I never met Frey in person. Frey has a beautiful smile, beautiful individual.
Oh, Frey's gorgeous, dude. I freaking love her. We play D&D together.
Aw, they're so cool. And yeah, just two pretty people that I've never met. And then you guys were all very comfortable with. And I, in my head, I fucking shook their hand.
To be fair, it was my first time meeting Ying. Like in person. I've met Frey before though.
Yeah, but you're charming.
I think I'm okay in person. I think I'm more charming online.
No. We've skinned you alive in that astrology. You think I forgot? No, no, I will bring this up forever.
Dude, that charming. Is, that's some old lore right there.
Why do you think I always say you're charming all the time still? Do you think I'm just calling you charming because I'm referencing that from 3 years ago?
Dude, that's so fucking long ago.
Yeah, guys, we took this really in-depth astrology thing. We're not like huge astrology people. It's like whatever. But the funny thing is that it uses the same word multiple times for people. And Mina's word was charming.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you're not emotionally open with people, but don't worry, you're charming.
Literally. And then we looked at mine, and mine was just fucking depression, or said like, you probably have mommy issues or issues with this and this and this. Yeah. And then you go to Mina, you're charming, by the way. Like, you're charming.
Like, the other one though, anything about yourself, done. You're charming.
She's a charming girl. Charming.
I mean, what can I say?
Sister Mina.
And your mommy issues.
Mommy issues knew me. Oh my god. Oh my god. But you know what? Hatsune Miku was so good. And Mina almost got me into Project Sakai.
You should still download it, by the way.
Is it okay? For a gacha game, what would you rate it out of 10?
Well, okay, I just really like rhythm games, so I would give it a solid, like, 8.5. It's way more casual than, like, other rhythm games. So, like, you can, like, you just play the songs whatever you want. And, like, it's just, like, it's a visual novel, so you're reading the stories. So it's really once you're caught up, you're caught up.
Yeah. Yeah, that is quite nice. That is quite nice.
Yeah, and unless you tier, then, like, you're fine.
I think I may start it. I've been getting really into gaming lately.
Oh, my God.
Genuinely, I've been in my gaming arc again recently. I think it's because I know I have free time before I have to travel again. Mm. But, yeah, I was in my Minecraft arc, but then I need to do work.
So,
like. I needed to do work. One of the things, though, that I did was I had a stream on Sunday for this gacha game that's coming out, made after a popular manhwa called Solo Leveling Rise. I was sweaty gaming and nearly lost my voice because I was so into it.
So it's actually fun?
It was really fun because not only did they make it so you have really fun battles, but the storyline follows the manhwa pretty spot on.
Oh.
But it's like a voice acted manhwa panel in full color.
Yeah.
And then full animated scenes whenever you kill the bosses.
Ooh.
So it was really, really good. And the women in it are really hot too. And the men in it are really hot. Oh God. So I started reading it a couple days prior because I wanted to, you know, I wanted to know what I was getting myself into to make sure I knew what was going on. The story is just as good as people are saying. It's a very good manhwa. But it's the first time in so long that I was just fell in love with pretty much all the men in the manhwa because they're so fucking hot. They're exactly my type. The really mangly, big, burly, looks like they haven't showered in 10 days.
I forgot that we have very different types. I really, I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to, I'm like, ooh.
The way your facial expression is like, ooh.
Is there any twinks? I'm taking that silence as a no.
There's no... The only blonde is the girl.
I mean, that's like a great thing.
No, she's great. Here, let me send a couple pictures, actually, so you can, from the manhwa that I took just from today. I took a lot. So this is my man. Not your type at all, but my type very much.
Oh, this is who you were tweeting. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I thought this was a frame from Bleach.
Oh, and then that's the main character. And then here's the blonde. She is so fucking cute, by the way.
Oh, she's cute.
But no, she's so fucking cute. Every part of her is just so, like, the more you get to know her, she's just very, very freaking cute.
Oh my god, the way that it's a photo dump right now. Oh my god.
Oh, sorry. I took like 50 pictures today of my favorite little parts of the manhwa because I've been breezing through it. But yeah, the game is really freaking good. Like, actually really good.
Maybe I should check it out.
So there's this one thing that I really love that I think that games like Honkai Star Rail just don't have, and it's this competitive side with a leaderboard. I know that Zenless Zone Zero briefly had Jake Twanto was talking about it on his
Twitter mini game.
But there was a leaderboard, and so everybody was tryharding, and it was really advertising and marketing the game everywhere because everybody wanted to beat this high score. They have a thing called it's like a time trial with a leaderboard system for solo leveling Arise, where you pick your team and you have to kill the boss in the quickest amount of time. I didn't think I would get so into it
It's kind of reminding me of AFK Journey. They have a mode like that.
It's so good. It's okay. And the gameplay style is very similar to Zenless Zone Zero. Where you can switch between your team members.
Yeah.
And but your main person is always the main character, Jinwoo. And his abilities are fairly consistent aside from the weapons that you equip him with. And it completely changes what he can do. But yeah, I was tryharding. I'm 20th in the world currently out of 20 people.
Congrats.
Thank you.
So wait,
this guy named Chicken is in front of me, and I hate that guy for having a higher score.
You're 20th out of 20?
Yeah. So it's a pretty good score, if I would say so myself.
And you said you were trying hard.
Yeah. So I got it in under 4 minutes. I'm 20th. 19th place was under 3 minutes. Around 3 minutes.
That's great. I'm like, you know, like if you were 21st, like I'd be really concerned. But 20th is great.
No. I'm gonna be playing it again on Sunday too. I am gonna beat that guy named Chicken. I'm gonna fucking beat that guy.
What if like you log on and Chicken's gonna be 18th?
I will jump. Please, oh my god. I'm not a good gamer in general, but this made me genuinely tweak. I was tweaking. There's so many clips that we were doing just of me just screaming so loud that my voice was just gone the next day.
Oh no.
Yeah, but it was really fun. Honestly,
dude, a
really
good game is just like a diamond in the rough, you know?
Yeah.
I've been, it's not a gacha game. I've been brain rotting Stardew Valley. But I haven't even been playing it.
I was waiting for you to say this to me.
I know. Listen, I was holding it in. I haven't even started playing it yet. Like, I played it before.
Wait, was it because of TikTok?
Listen.
The TikToks? She sent me TikToks of drawings of this woman in the game named Haley.
Oh, yeah. I love her.
And that also sparked my idea she's like, oh, this song, it's a popular song on TikTok that I also really wanted to use to inspire one of my next songs. Yeah. And then I was all, Tamina, you know, maybe we should make something like this about Star Rail characters. And then it just kept going on from there. But it all started because of her and her Stardew Valley addiction right now.
Okay, but like, listen, I haven't played Stardew Valley since 2018. So like,
how much hours did you put into it?
Maybe 80?
Oh, not that bad, like, honestly.
I played it till the end, but I did a different romance route.
Who'd you choose?
It's a girl named Abigail. She's like the goth e-girl.
Oh, Abigail. Okay.
Yeah, I regret my choice.
You didn't choose Haley. That's crazy. I would have chosen Haley.
Back then, I wasn't into blondes.
Like, I cannot imagine a world like that.
Not as prominent as it is now. Like, I think it's gotten worse in like the later years.
Worse? She's talking about it like it's a plague, bro.
Dude, if I could free myself from blondes, I would. You think I want this? Like, there's so many other characters out there.
You seem pretty happy about it to me.
Well, I mean, like, listen, it makes me happy. But, like, if I could change, I would. But, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
There's been a TikTok trend of the female farmer and Haley. And it's just, like, I don't know. There's something about, like, the way that, like, this one artist, like, drew them specifically that's tickling my brain in the best way possible. I started reading fanfic. And now, like, I'm going to start playing the game again. I just don't know if I'm going to do it on stream or not.
Is it on the Switch?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I may get it on my trip to Korea then. I may play it.
I mean, but like, PC, you can mod it.
Maybe I should get a stream that can mod it.
You should do that, and we should have a joint file. And we should do Strapped In Special, where we play Stardew Valley. You're just not allowed to talk to Haley.
Well, then who the fuck do I talk to?
There's so many people. You pick one, just not her.
This is insane.
She's mine, okay? You can. I feel like you
could
play
Sebastian. We're gonna have to put some skins on them or something.
Oh yeah, that's what the mods are for. You can change their portraits to make it look nicer.
I'm gonna need. Okay, Abigail was the goth one.
Oh here,
no, fuck you, bitch! I remember when I was looking at this game, I was gonna choose Haley because when I played Friends of Mineral Town, I always chose Karen, and she was like the person who was reminded me of Haley, but she was more of an alcoholic, I'd say. But then when I see Haley, she reminds me. I'm not going for men.
Oh, I feel like you would like Sebastian, respectfully.
I don't want the emo man.
I feel like you would
unless
like
him.
Unless
we get like an anime skin over the...
Oh, no, I'm going to show you the skins that I found today that I feel like
I played it
you would like.
For like an hour with my friend AB, but
why only an hour? No, listen, the good stuff comes later. Okay,
Penny's kind of cute.
This is one of the skin mods for like the men and for
why
the girlies.
Why didn't they give Sebastian his emo hair?
Because this looks better. Anyway, yeah, Haley, my beloved. This is only one of them. There's so many different like portrait mods.
Oh my god, wait, I would so go for Abigail or Emily with this skin. Oh my god, Penny. Oh, Penny looks so creepy in that. I'm not gonna lie though, I think Abigail in this skin kind of looks like Akuma Nimune with green eyes.
I agree with you.
It would be an actual self-cessed route if I went for her with that skin.
I mean, there's nothing
on.
Wrong with self-cessed. It's just self-love.
Nothing at
you
all.
Know?
No, there is nothing wrong with that. Okay, is Emily.
So
who's
Emily's
got the
Haley's
most personality?
Sister.
Oh my god, wait, we're gonna be related.
Strap sisters!
For real, for real. No, stop, oh. Strap sister. Don't.
Oh my
god.
No, but okay. I think all of the characters get really good development, if I'm being honest. Like, they all have
are
multiple
mods
events.
That develop them even more?
Yes. Your favorite character, you could download more event mods.
Then that's what I would want to do. If we do that, okay, if we played it together, we would have to heavily mod it and put it on our Patreon.
Yes. Although, I was asking chat, like, am I allowed to stream this modded? And, like, you are allowed to.
Yeah, okay, I would hope so.
Well, no, because some games are really weird about it, where they don't want you to, like, stream
yeah.
it modded.
Where's her personality? They say nothing about her personality on this Wikipedia
Which
page.
One?
Emily. She just looks nice.
I didn't play her route, so I don't know.
Emily.
I'm a loyal bitch. I only played the route of Abigail, and that was it. But now I'm, like, Team Haley all the way.
You say you're loyal?
Well, listen.
You didn't even go with her the first time.
Well, no, but, like, I've developed and I've learned. And also, like, she's so pretty. And it's, okay, honestly, it's...
The way she looks just like Navia, this is so funny, guys. It's a copy-paste for Mina. Copy-paste a character that looks like Navia. She's like, this is it. This is the one.
This is the one.
She's for me. This is
Okay, in my defense, Black Swan's, like, my favorite Star Rail character. She's not blonde.
That is true. That is true. White-haired beauties, or whatever light, almost whitish, pinkish fucking hair she has. Blue.
It's good. She's really pretty. I changed my phone background to Black Swan. This is huge, okay? Before, it was my favorite character from Project Sakai. It was really cute. She's like a little chibi. But I changed it to a Black Swan chibi. And listen, I'm not saying you should change your background to match mine, but you could because there's a matching Acheron one.
Okay, I'll do it.
And they could like look at each other. How cute is that?
Okay, I'm doing it.
And then if you wanted them to like be together, you could do that. But I didn't want them together. I just wanted Black Swan.
Okay, I'll do it with Acheron. And then I'll make my home screen my favorite picture of us.
Oh my god. No, is it the babies?
No, it's actually this picture. Wait, let me find it.
Okay, I got really concerned for a second. I'm like, there's no way it's the baby. I'm so sick. I'm so sick of you.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking cry, man. Oh, it's so... you guys don't understand how much I was laughing at this, even at, like, oh my
guys,
god.
In person, she's harassing me with these baby pictures. Every time she's like, oh, Mia, look at my phone real quick. It's the baby pictures. It's just, like, a new one constantly. Oh,
my god, it's really the little things in life that make me so happy. It really is. It's...
Like, the fact that the strap sisters tag is full of babies and, like, two beautiful art, and then it's all, like, cursed baby.
I see, like, a couple people just commenting on the dichotomy of it all, and it's just so funny. The difference. Oh.
Dude, it's... I can't believe this.
I'm just so happy. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that you find joy in this, because one of us needs to.
It's so good.
There's so many of these cursed babies. Oh my
Maybe
god.
Maybe one day we'll have people want to draw us as actual Yuri girlies.
One day. Maybe. Mayhaps.
You I know, said it. It's
surely.
So good. It's so fucking funny.
I just think it was also the timing of this. Where you're like, no. I'm like, oh, thank god. Anyways.
I love being alive sometimes. Okay, I'm Emily so just so likes funny. Fashion. She definitely
she
looks
rocks.
Way better in the mod.
I thought she was, like, into, like, minerals and stuff.
It says fashion.
Which one's
and she's
Emily?
An aspiring tailor.
Wait, which one's Emily? I thought the blue-haired
blue
one
hair.
Was Emily. Yeah. Oh. Well, I didn't play her route. I don't know what she does. Anyways, just, like, Haley and that TikTok really got me, dude. I don't know.
Real.
I think it's just because, like, it's... I love a woman being mean to me. And she starts out really mean to you. Because because she has comp het. And she like wants, and she just wants to reject the fact that she's into a girl. And then it's like slowly warming up to you, and it's so good.
Yeah.
No, yeah. That's one of my favorites too. So you're completely valid.
I've been really in the gaming arc recently, and yeah, after solo leveling in Minecraft, I literally had to force myself to not go online anything on yesterday and today to like work.
And oh. I did. I finished a song.
Oh,
that Ayo. I'm probably gonna share with you soon.
I'm very excited to hear it. It's the one I'm thinking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's one of the new songs on my album. Oh. Yep. And then I finished like one part of another song, and then I finished my fucking Japan vlog.
Ayo.
I've been editing that on and off since October. Wait, so
didn't you go to in Japan October. In October?
I did, yeah, but I finally finished it. I'm finally free to work on my Weepcom vlog that'll come out in 8 months. Anyways, gotcha saved me. I was playing Azur Lane, and I got you. Oh my god. So there was a new ultra rare. Well, she's not, I think she was a rerun. And my dude, I'm so fucking happy.
Is she blonde?
Her name, yeah, she's blonde. Her name is
Crunch that nut in your mouth. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, I guess. Anyways.
Yeah.
I got her in 3 pulls.
Oh?
3 pulls.
Are you gonna show me her? Show me her. I want to see her, please.
I don't think she's your type of blonde.
Oh, what does that mean? That scares me. What do you mean by this?
Because she's not your type.
Oh, you're right.
But I'm trying to collect like every ultra.
I do enjoy her outfit though. That is a nice outfit.
Oh yeah, this is a skin. This is her skin. So here's the first skin that you get her in. Yeah, that's
dude.
That's
those
the skin
air vents are crazy.
I know, they're so good. They're so good.
Dude, her boobs are crazy.
Yeah, yeah, no, she's great. But I got her in 3 pulls, and I think that was the most lucky I've ever been, ever. So I've been thriving on Azur as usual, and oh my god, this fucking, I need to share my screen with you for this one.
Oh, yeah.
Her name is Archangelsk.
Mm-hmm. Angels.
And let me show you the picture, but you need to see her animation. This is a live 2D skin. So look at this. Okay, let me switch to her.
Okay. Oh my.
Let me get her voice. Oh my god. Okay. Let me just.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Wait. Ready, ready, ready. Watch. The way she.
Bruh.
Oh my god. Wait. Oh.
Dude, someone on Azur Lane has a foot fetish.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is
no.
Crazy.
It's giving me a foot fetish too. I'm not gonna lie. Because they do such good, like, look at Azure, like, Azure. Look,
oh,
like,
fuck. My god. That card is crazy.
Yeah, wait, hold on, wait. There's a...
Do you think
thing
their
that
boobs ever get itchy, like, in these outfits?
I would hope not.
Oh, we won. Okay, what? Look, what does that mean? What does that mean? What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, I love Hindenburg.
That's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every day I get more excited for Azur Premilia. If we get anything like this,
it's making me actually wonder with Azur Premilia. I was looking at the gameplay and the new trailers and stuff. I'm feeling like they're actually toning it down.
Yeah,
I make it more
like mainstream
for everybody. Yeah,
unless that's like what they're showing us now, and it's gonna get progressively worse as time goes by, and we're gonna get more sussy.
I hope it progressively gets more sussy, because this is what the made this game. You know, the spectacle that
Dude,
it is, and it's like
why
not
is the
too
shading
much.
On that foot so good.
Oh my god, there's a you can like take it off.
Oh,
see, they have interactable skins. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bruh.
So you can like she'll interact and talk to you depending on what you do.
Why am I not surprised?
You can also get rid
of like this character with white hair and a red streak.
I have noticed that ever since I've started playing Azur Lane, that my favorite kind of girls are the white. Like this is my favorites list is not as you thought. You would expect it to be black haired beauties.
Yeah,
but it's literally white hair blonde.
Oh my god, are you? Me?
It's fucking crazy.
Bro, Royal Oak is so cute.
I love Royal Oak.
This should be live TV. This is a shame.
I can marry her right now if I wanted to.
Oh my god, Kia.
You want to witness a marriage?
Sure, I can be the officiant.
Okay, let me see if I can put the screen.
Can't wait to clickbait this. Numi got married?
She's finally... not going to be alone for the rest of her life.
No, she has her anime girls.
Okay, let me get the music in. This is going to be incredible.
Oh my God, I can't wait to see Amir. Oh my God. With eyes full of love.
Eyes full of love. Kissy, kissy. Ooh. And Royal Oak.
Ooh.
I hate you.
All right. How many rings do you have?
I have a lot.
Okay.
You don't need to know. Well, I have one left, but I can always buy more.
Okay.
It's not a problem to me. Anyways, here we go. Oh.
This feels so holy.
I can't believe it. She's dressed so well for the occasion. Oh,
her ass is out and everything.
Just like I wanted.
Oh my God, you get to put the ring. Oh my God.
Here we go.
Oh. This is crazy.
Here it is. Oh. Oh, this is a good one. Wait, this is a good one. Oh.
Oh. Oh, the wink.
She's so. Oh my God.
Love will guide the way. Our hearts bound by an elegant promise. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'll keep her name. I like to keep it. And now, every time I say something to her, it'll be a new oath line.
Oh. How many have you married?
Let me check.
Oh my God, the way she's like panting heavily.
Oh my God, girly.
She loves me. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wait, let me see. Oath.
Girly pop.
Can I help you?
That feels like a
Yay. 3, 6, 7, 14, 15. 15 people so far.
Okay, what's up with Azerlane and the red streak though? I'm seeing three already.
They're part of the Ironblood faction.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of different factions and that they kind of have a similar vibe to them.
Ah.
I just happen to collect
everyone.
I'm almost done, I think, with every Ironblood. Just happens to be that they're all my favorite.
Can you collect the first girly pop?
Implicable again.
Yeah. She's so pretty.
Oh, she's so pretty.
I love the receive. So this is what happens when you pull them. Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice.
And then like you can do the special talking with them.
Rub EX.
And then like and then the same one with this one.
I freaking love the skin, dude. The skin does something to me.
There's a, where is it? Special touch. Dude, you know what my favorite addition that they ever made to this game was? Where is it? Where did I stash these? Memories? This shit is the best.
Is it like audio, like dramas kind of?
No. Full on animated.
What?
Look at this.
Dude, this game is dangerous.
I love this game so much. Oh.
Dude, her voice. What is this? What is the zoom in?
Oh my fucking God. Yeah.
Wow, the plot of this game is crazy.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's pretty... Oh my god, it's so...
Oh my...
They listen. You know, they listen to us. They know this is what we wanted and they gave it to us.
The zoom in on the boobs are crazy. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't read a single word she said.
Oh. Oh, she's talking about wanting to wash you up and like lick you dry or something.
Huh?
Yeah.
Damn. She can do whatever she wants.
See, oh wait, yeah, I think this is funny. Yeah, like, I think she like fucking spills it and licks it off.
There's no way. There's no way. No. No. That's a fucking Coomer game, dude.
And I am a proud Coomer.
This is so insane, dude.
It's so funny.
Asking for a friend, do they have one with the other girl?
They just started doing this. So, they Ooh. Had...
Whew. That was a lot.
They
Wait, that's Yoko Hikasa?
Yeah.
That's freaking Mio from... K-On.
Mio?
Like, don't say lazy. You know, like...
I know.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Oh my god. That's crazy. That's fucking crazy. Wait, I just noticed they only have blue-haired people.
And oh god, what is this blue hair bias?
There's an obvious blue hair bias going on. Yeah, there's New Jersey. This one's my favorite. The one with Helena.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's been my brain rot recently. Again, there's no change. I've not changed. I'm the same.
That was, I feel like I just, like, experienced something.
Yeah. You can understand why I play it religiously now, right?
Yeah, of course. It was crazy gameplay.
The best part is I can auto all day while working. I can auto all day.
I'm not gonna lie, that's why I think I've been really into AFK Journey. AFK's in the title. It's all auto.
Oh my god, you're so right.
It's all auto. I don't have to actually do anything. It's amazing.
Oh, I love games that do things without, you know, requiring effort. Well, you know, when you want to do it, you want to do it. That's why I like the solo leveling. I'm like, wait, this is a fun way to battle. And that's also why I'm really looking forward to the beta for Zenless Zone Zero.
Yes, we both got in, right?
Yeah. So by the time this comes out, it's probably already out. But
we haven't played yet. But we're going to play when it comes out.
Yes, sir. I'm excited to see the changes.
I hope they implemented what the criticisms within the community, and I really want this to be a good gaming experience.
Yeah. I'm really, really hoping the storyline and characters are good. I'm feeling Same. Like that's going to be the biggest pull for this game if people... Because, I mean, with Genshin, it's already a lot. Like, you have to do a lot when you're battling, you know? I mean...
Oh, but it's so... You have to be so attentive. Like, you can't just, like, look away.
Yeah, it's another game that requires your attention, and they already have... Now, there's going to be three of them, you know, Honkai, Impact Third, Genshin, and now Zenless Zone Zero. So, like, there has to be something really big to make it stand out or make it worth wanting to do all of that for. And I'm hoping that they invested all in the characters and they make Nicole stay with us for a large portion of the game.
Us being Nicole Sims, it feels so on brand. I feel like this is the first time we both like the same character.
No, we've liked the same character a lot. Black Swan.
Okay, but, like, Black Swan's my favorite character. I don't know if she's your favorite character.
You know, I don't know who my favorite character is.
Yeah, who is your favorite character?
That's a good question.
Isn't it, like, I feel like it's, like, Blade.
It's not Blade.
Wow, can the Blade girlies in chat attack Akuma Nimune for not liking Blade?
Oh, my God. Just because he's not my favorite character in the game doesn't mean he's not my Pookie Bear with...
I thought he was, you have a V6.
Yeah, I know. No, he's one of my favorite characters, but he's not my favorite character.
Is it Topaz? V6 a lot?
What?
Topaz?
I thought you said Top Ass.
I mean, that's Topaz. That's why I call her Top Ass.
Okay, I wasn't hearing wrong. I'm gonna have to really sit on this one. I'm gonna have to do a whole fucking tier list.
Yeah, you have to do the sorter to really, you know, figure out who your top. Yeah, it might be Stell. We might both have Stell as our top.
I was gonna say Stell is probably, which is so funny because she's people wanted that. Well, I feel like they wanted to advertise her as a self-insert, but she's just got too much personality. She's too good.
She's so quirky. Our little girly pop. But like outside, like the main character, like mine's like Black Swan. It's Black Swan, then March.
Oh my God. Mina.
I think Robin. If Robin has like a good personality, she might take second spot. I'm not gonna lie. Every time I look at her, I love her a little more.
Yeah. I'm so confused and lost right now.
Why?
Because I don't know who my favorite.
Oh, you also didn't know who your who?
You know one reason why is because I feel like the game has done a really good job at putting the family aspect together. Yeah. Like the crew. I love the crew as a whole, where I don't feel like I favor one over the other unless I really freaking think about it. I love them all as one unit just because they're so, the chemistry they have together and the fact that we're on the journey with the Astral Express for so long, it feels like very consistent in that. I don't hate them any more than the other. I just really enjoy them.
Yeah.
And I feel like I just haven't gotten severely attached to a character to enough where I'm like, this is my favorite character. And it was gonna be Topaz. Remember when I said I'm gonna E6 her?
Yeah, and you did.
And I did. still the best look I've ever had was with Topaz.
I
think it's because we still haven't seen a lot of her yet. Yeah. To where I don't know if she's in my number one spot. But yeah, oh my God, I don't have a favorite character.
I think Starbreel specifically is very good at giving a lot of people like their time to shine, but like we also move on very quickly from characters.
That's why I've really been enjoying Adventurine, because they actually gave him proper development. But now I'm like, can the others get that too, please?
Yeah. Okay, but Robin, she stood there and I fell in love. That was me with you and Gallagher.
Yeah, I was gonna say you were mocking me for that, and then now look at you.
She's pretty.
She did not even stand. She like walked two steps and then died.
No, she walked two steps, she brainwashed us a little bit, she flirted with March, and then she died. Can you get the order right?
My bad, excuse me for getting the timeline wrong. Excuse me.
She's so cute, though, and everything I see of her, like, truly, like, she just gets cuter.
Yeah. I do think that, like, one that may be my top is gonna be Firefly. I cried for her. I haven't cried for a character in so long, to where I feel like if they do expand on her more, she may end up being up to top three, probably. I think Stell and March are like pretty.
I can't wait for March to go through her depressed arc.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like to me, March is always gonna be top three, top five, or whatever. Yeah. Because the fact that she's just consistently there and you can always fuck with her, it makes me so happy. It makes it feel so much more lively where everybody's serious and then you could still crack a joke and there's somebody that actually listens to the stupid shit that Stell says.
Yeah, she's the only one that acknowledges it.
Yeah, it's so funny. Oh, I love it. Yo,
March, my baby.
Watch this awesome move.
You should be a voice actress.
No, thank you. I just think it's fun to meme on it.
Yeah.
Should we talk about our Yuris?
Oh, wait. Did we cover? Oh, wait.
What else is there?
Weather and Waves, isn't that coming out soon?
Release date is in May, so very soon. They did just announce that on the standard banner for like your first 5-star, I believe you get to pick who you want.
Oh, just like they did before. I'm sorry, just like what they did with Honkai Star Rail.
No, but Star Rail, you had to do 300 pulls. I think this is your first character.
Oh, fuck. You're right.
So
oh my God.
It should help with rerolls. So you don't have to reroll a new account if you're aiming for like a certain character. You can just pick it. And you'll get that character.
Wow.
I think that's great, especially for your first 5-star. It just takes away the stress.
The women in that game are so fine. Like, mm-hmm. I may have to download tonight. Oh.
Dude, there's so many games coming out. I'm so stressed already.
I know, man. What are we... I mean, it's good for us trapped in, but mentally... in our bank accounts, what are we going to do?
Yeah, no, listen, we just got to be free to play.
Taxes were rough this year.
Oh yeah, happy tax day, by the way.
It was not a happy tax day for me.
Yeah, I don't think it was a happy tax day for anyone.
Yeah.
It's okay. Surely, well, I mean, okay, listen, the worse the tax day, the better the year. Am I right?
Yep. Yep. My advice to all y'all who own your own business, remember to do your estimated payments or you'll end up like me.
Yeah.
I only did one and I...
Oh.
Based all of the trauma that came afterwards. Oh. But anyways.
Yeah, this year I'm paying estimate.
Yeah.
We're doing it. Yuri time. Let's have some good vibes after all of that.
Yeah, Yuri time.
Wow. I can share first.
Okay.
Let me see, where did I put her?
Yuri time's my favorite time of the day.
This was a really funny clip to me. I'm sorry, really funny little... Wait, where did I put it? The fuck? I favorited it.
I favorited it. Where did it go?
I found it. Wait, why do I feel like I shared this already?
I'll tell you if you did or not.
Dude, I'm not... I have now realized that out of the four episodes, I think two or three of them now have been of the same fucking manga.
Are you doing the same one again?
She has so many good lines. Reneko has so many good lines.
We're supposed to be showing people new Yuri, new me.
Okay, I'll do another one. But can we just acknowledge this, please?
Yes.
Is this not me?
Can't sleep. Good Lord, why am I haunted by hot girls?
It's so funny. It's so good.
Oh my god.
There's one that I want to share, but that's the one where you and I are like, nope, that one can't see the...
Wait, which one? Can you DM me it? So, like, I want to know which one.
I
need more. I need more than that, Numi. We read a lot.
You know, I chose a nice, happy, family-friendly one. Just saying.
All right, then I'll match your energy.
Oh. Yeah, no. Yeah.
I can't share that one, but I wish I could. Let me share one of my Yuri that's very nice and wholesome then. Here she is.
Before I see your Yuri, can I just say I'm upset. Talk Dirty to Me took a week off.
I'm just upset. I was like on Thursday, I was really excited last week, and there was just no update. I was like, huh?
You know, show me your bust.
Yeah, what happened to it?
They're having health issues.
Can they be healthy?
Why
please?
Is it always the Yuri authors? Why?
It's like their curse. If they make like a goated Yuri, it's like it takes from their life force.
It's actually so fucked up. All right, I'll just go ahead and share this one. I wanted to go with a nice, new, wholesome one. Wait, where the fuck? Where did it go?
Oh, no. She-ball.
I almost just showed titties.
Oh, I mean, I'm okay with that.
I get that, but
this one, I think this one's, I feel like I should share because there's meaning behind it.
Oh, this one.
For the past month, no, since before we started dating, I've been wanting to touch you. I've been patient. Can I not hold myself back anymore? Can I touch you? And then she said, yes. Guys, this is what I read while we were in line for Hatsune Miku.
Mind you, there was children in front of us.
They weren't like, I wasn't showing them nothing. I just had to read. To be fair, I did not expect
the smut scene.
Explicit smut to happen because it was so wholesome. And then when it got explicit, I was like, oh, it just got explicit. And then that's when I switched to something else. But I was like, oh my God. But then I read it when we were at the restaurant together afterwards.
Yeah.
Dude, I feel so bad for Moogie. In the middle of both of us in the car, we're both reading two different Yuris.
Listen, Moogie got to see... You know,
multiple different sides of Yuri.
She knows the plot of so many Yuri because of us.
Oh my God, we were eating Mexican food. I think we were just going off and listing Yuri and giving this like a summary.
What's the for the listeners, the title?
That's such a good question. It's called the regular customer's goal is, and this one's really cute because she was trying to get the pretty lady's number mm-hmm. for her coworker, but she said, I'm not interested in that. I'm only interested in you.
That's cute. That's really cute.
And, I love Yuri.
I have a beautiful, what's the word? Honorable mention.
Yes. I'm so scared.
You can't show this on Pengu. You're going to heavily censor this one.
Oh, no. Wow.
I read this when I was on the plane.
Touch me. Please loosen me up more.
Ah.
Ooh. It's nice to hear you being so honest.
I'll tease you even more as a reward.
You read this on a plane?
Yeah, I did. I had the row to myself, so.
You know, people can still see behind you.
And they're not going to look. I looked behind me. No, I had a really empty flight both times. And so I was...
God,
I was
you're just...
Oh, my God. Not the reaction.
That's so funny. So, for those listening, So we post this in like a channel so that the editors can see this and they can reference it when they're editing. And it's kind of late, so we're just not expecting anyone to be awake right now while we're recording. And one of the editors reacted to this image.
With this fucking cat blushing. Cat blustered. Wait, it looks so funny.
That's so funny.
Oh my god. Anyways, I'm not gonna lie. I'm sorry?
The title of this one? For science?
Oh! It's called Chica Rawaza No Sister R18. Because it's the rated 18.
Yeah, of course.
Because there's a normal part of the manga, and then there's
the 18
part. There's a whole side story dedicated to Yuri.
I love that. Literally,
it's just this. So, you know, there's like 12 chapters and it updates every so often with a new, very vividly drawn piece of art.
I love that. Honestly, we need this. We need more of this in the world.
Yes. And I know people are probably wondering why I went from my wholesome stuff from previous weeks to this. And the answer is simple. I'm in heat.
There's so many different things I thought you were going to say. I can't with you. I actually cannot with you.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Were your cat ears new me?
No, please don't make me.
She's been a bad girl. I'm sorry, guys. She's in heat. We need to get her spayed eventually.
I can't do with this anymore. I am sick. I am sick and tired of being put under your scrutiny.
I can't believe you put three separate frames of people essentially about to get railed or thinking about getting railed or being railed.
Can you tell that I'm in heat?
Yeah, I can actually.
Well, let's see. You're very wholesome.
So I decided to go the more wholesome route this week and go for like one of my favorites.
So rare.
What do you mean? I think I've been picking pretty wholesome ones. Someone needs to counterbalance the one going through heat.
Okay. All right. We didn't need to. Okay, just go. Just send it.
Anyways, hold on. Where to go? Oh, this one is so cute. It's a little lewd. In a different way.
Wow.
No, in a different way.
Oh.
I love this one. It's called Teiji ni Agaretara.
Oh my god, I've read this before. What's it about again?
On the dot. It's about, it's office ladies. And they work in different departments, but they accidentally switch codes, so that's how they start talking to each other. And it's just, really wholesome. So the older one starts to fall for the younger one. And, they, just get closer as friends and whatnot, and, when she confesses.
Did she confess?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is the one I'm thinking. Okay, yeah.
And when she confesses, it's over lunch after they had a sleepover because she missed the last train. And at first she's like, can you ignore it? And she walks away. And then she comes back fully red. And it's actually don't ignore it. And the younger one at first kind of is oh, I'm not really into girls, but
okay, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
We can we'll just see what happens. Because for some reason, there was something tugging in her that she didn't want to leave her alone. And I recently finished it.
The Awakening.
Oh, dude, it's so
wholesome. You send me the link again? I want to reread that tonight.
Okay, yeah. The
I
only
need some
way
cuteness.
To, I think, get it fully, you have to go through a different site because it's weirdly laid out.
Okay.
But I will link you, don't worry. This one's great. It's just such audio.
It's another one of those wholesome ones. And actually, I'm really happy that you shared this one because I feel like some of the ones that we were sharing over the past were, I think, kind of well known, and this one's not very well known.
No, not at all.
It goes under a lot of people's radar.
It's so good.
I forgot about it. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's 24 chapters. I just recently started. I don't know how I found it again. Because
I randomly refound it too, and then I reread it a couple months ago.
Yeah,
it's a good thing though because it's one of those really nice, refreshing reads where if you forget about it, you're happy that you did. Because you get the joy of reading it again.
Dude, rereading this was so fun. Oh my god. I'll find the link where you can get it. And I'll send it to you, yeah. It's great. This is such a good one. Highly recommend. I like these kind of wholesome, office lady ones.
Office lady will always be my number one. Oh my god. Whisper You a Love Song. Did you watch the first episode?
No, I haven't yet. I haven't had time.
I feel like when I'm supporting the anime by watching it, but I feel like when it's something that I've extensively read, if
5 million times over and over because it's one of my favorite Yuri manga.
Yeah.
It's more of I found myself wanting to skip to the parts that you I remember that I loved the most, that I wanted to see animated. And I, you know, I, it was really good and enjoyable. And I mean, it's just like the manga, pretty much just like the manga. But it was really nice to hear their voices. And the confession scene, that was, oh my God, I was so excited to see that. But wait, yeah, you gotta watch it.
Wait, it's out. The confession scene's not out yet, right?
She confesses, like the one where she's like, I've fallen for you.
Oh, that does happen kind of early, huh?
That's literally in chapter 1, 2. It's within the first, like, 2-3 chapters. Yeah.
God damn. Oh, I need to watch it.
Quick work.
I want to watch that. Good. I want to watch the There's a Band one out right now as well I want to watch.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I was telling you about that. It's there's three guys. There is three beautiful Yuri almost. Well, okay. Whisper You Love Song is actually Yuri, but the other ones are what's the word?
Like kind of it's not bait, but you know, it's like
not bait, subtext. But it's subtext. Yeah, there's subtext ones. I'm not talking about Hibiki fucking Euphonium. It's a great music anime. It is not Yuri. I will cry myself to sleep when oh my God, I already saw a screenshot of when I first watched it, I was like, oh my God, this is so cute. Like, they're so cute together. Then I read forward in the light novel, and my life was ruined. And
yeah.
One thing though that I would like to say about Hibiki Euphonium is they intentionally played up the Yuri bait. This is one thing where I genuinely it's a Yuri bait.
Yeah.
People are like, no, it's not blah, blah. Well, they're just good friends. No, because they put way more effort into the scenes between the two of them, Reina and Kumiko. And she gets with the spoiler, she gets with the guy, right?
That's insane to me that they got together.
In the anime, she fucking hates his ass. Like, people are like, no, you can see that she likes him. Nuh-uh.
Where?
She's just so harsh to him where she's not nice to him to the point where you would think, oh, that she likes him. She doesn't even think about him. Like, they don't put any thoughts that she has about him that aren't good. So nobody expects it. And then when it just happens, it feels severely rushed, right?
Yeah.
In the light novel, in all of the light novels, they actually have development. There's actual development between them that makes it make sense why they got together. But they completely omitted it, so it just feels very unnatural, and that's why I get more upset about it. And how people, there's so much criticism surrounding the Yuri fans of Hibiki Euphonium because they're like talking about how it's Yuri bait, and people are like, no, they're just good friends. You guys are just fucking stupid.
Dude,
and annoying.
Dude, the Yuri deniers are so annoying.
Yeah, but you know what? They can't be upset about it because the people who created the fucking anime purposely like pushed forward the fucking Yuri bait, and they just got rid of all of the cute scenes between her and the guy, so no, it just doesn't make any fucking... I could go on for hours about it, just pissing me off. Anyways, the other...
This is like your trigger. This anime specifically is your trigger.
Oh my God. Actually, every time somebody brings it up, I need them to give me a trigger warning because I feel like it's like a war goes off in my brain and it flashes in 2 seconds. Oh, I could go on for... Oh my God. Anyways, it was called... I told you about this one. It's called Jellyfish Can't Swim in the
Yes.
Night.
Yes.
It's rated an 8 on MAL, which means I'm going to watch the first episode after this, I think.
I'm going to sleep after this, but maybe I'll watch it tomorrow.
It is later for you. But and there was one other one. Oh my God, where is it?
It's like Girls Band Cry?
Yeah, that one looked really good,
I want to watch that.
Oh my God, and also there's an actual other Yuri, The Many Sides of Voice Actor Radio.
Oh yeah, it's because I've read that one too. I'm like, it's okay, the one downside of reading every Yuri ever is like when they finally get an anime, it's like, oh, I already know what's going to happen, so I don't like have the urge as much to like watch it.
Yeah, I try to support him any way I can so that like we can keep, you know, Yuri anime and Yuri manga you know, stopping. So I buy all the manga, the light novel, even the ones that are not in English. Yeah, I still flick about it. Like the girl that I, no, the guy I like wasn't even a guy at all.
Oh yeah,
I bought every single volume in Japan. Can't read shit. Holy did shit, it anyway. Dude. I bought everything related to it. I'm like, please give us an anime, please.
I don't know if that one's long enough to get an anime.
Oh no, it is at this point.
Oh wait, sorry.
No, it can go all the way up to when she finds out no. They become friends.
I agree with you. Sorry, my brain for some reason just went to the handsome girlfriend one.
Oh yeah, that can be an OVA.
Yeah, sorry, my brain went there for a second instead of like the green one.
Yeah. But, God, you guys got to hear so much from us today. I feel like this is the least we've talked about Honkai.
It's because we talked about it, like, a few days ago, and there's nothing new that happened.
Yeah, nothing has happened, Adventuring trailer, but we already know it's about Adventuring at this point.
I mean, we're just girlies talking.
Yeah, so this felt like the very first time where we were just hanging out and talking about other games.
Yeah.
So if you let us know your guys' thoughts, because this is really exciting because we got to focus on a lot of other games, even some that weren't gacha. So let us know what you guys are thinking about that.
Yeah, this is Strapped In evolving. We're like a deluxe strap now.
I was so happy that in my brain, telling myself in my head the whole time, she didn't make any crazy strap jokes. We're gonna make it through, and she's not. Oh yeah, you're proud of yourself.
Listen,
with that one,
you got to make your heat comment. I get to make a Strapped In comment. We all get something.
Oh my god, we were also binge reading an Omegaverse Yuri.
Did you read updates?
I did. Yes.
It's getting so good. Before we end up, can we talk about? Have you been reading Glass Flower? I sent it to you. Have you read it?
Wait, let me see it.
We talked a lot since I sent it to you.
Oh, I didn't read it yet.
You should read it. It's getting really good. I highly recommend it. I think it's a good read where, like, I shouldn't spoil what happens.
Okay, period.
So I won't say. Just read. Hey, guys, read Glass Flower. It's a Yuri.
All right. Okay, cool. Okay, cool. With that, the next time we're talking, is there any updates happening in anything? Maybe another filler episode. Maybe we could get a guest. Who knows?
Let us know down below if you want a guest. Who you want us to have on the show.
Yeah, we could bring a guest. We were just trying to figure out when the right time would be.
Yeah, because we want to be like established before getting guests on. But like 4 episodes in, that's like 2 months we've been doing this.
We have networking god Mina Aoyama.
I feel like you know more people than I know.
I simply say my life.
My friends don't play gacha. You know a lot of people in the gacha space.
That's fair. Yeah.
She's definitely going to be leading these convos. She's going to be, it's going to be Mina and her shaking, introverted little demon girl bitch who shakes their hand on the first meeting.
That's so fun. I'm introverted too, though.
I feel like you're an ambivert.
Yeah, but I need alone time.
You like going outside. You like hanging out with people and getting hot pot.
That's like my friends.
One of your favorite. Yeah, that's you like going out to see people quite often.
Yeah, but like they have to be like my friends. Like I won't just go out and see people. Like I'm not gonna lie.
Extroverts are like they get energy from being with.
Oh, but
people
But I need time to be alone. Like I enjoy
an ambivert.
Yeah, I think probably. Because, like, okay, thank you for inviting me to your Minecraft server. I am so scared to join it because I don't know anyone.
Oh.
So I'm just anyways.
No, I was holding the hands of a lot of people in the very beginning. And, like, it has, in the time that I invited you, completely spiraled out of control in that
there's so many
way
people
too many
now.
People. Yeah, there's way too many people. I'm obviously, it's like, cool that a lot of people are excited and it's happy. I'm really happy that it's successful.
Yeah.
But it was to the point where I was waking up to like 15 to 20 DMs.
Holy
shit.
Wanting
to join. And I didn't know, like, I don't know what to say because I've never like been in this position before. And now I feel so bad because we had to cap it because the server is just lagging and it's just not working anymore. Like to the same extent that it was before. And I feel like shit, but I'm like, I invited all my close friends.
Yeah.
I invited all the friends, but then it just kind of, people are like, oh, can I bring my friend? There's nothing wrong about that either because I want people to be comfortable with their friends. So they're like, I want to invite my friend. I didn't think about how many people would do that. And then it just exploded.
It's like, if you invite, let's say 20 people and all those 20 people want to bring a friend, you've already doubled the server. And then those people want to bring a friend. And then it's like, hold on, wait a second.
That's basically what happened. But it's, you know, it's an infinite world, so people just go off on their own and do what they want. And that's pretty much what we've been doing. We've just been going off into our own little areas and talking to people when we want to talk to people.
Heck,
I completely understand. Like, if it's a situation that I'm not comfortable in or it's very unfamiliar to me, I just go so nonverbal like I did when we were, for the first, like, half hour. I was so nonverbal.
No, dude, I get it. I fully get it.
Ambivert and introvert and introverted ambivert, good vibes only.
Good vibes only. We just read Yuri.
Yes, sir. Let us know if you guys want the next episode to have a guest or if you want another nice, cute filler episode like this, because while there may not be a Honkai Star Rail update, there is likely going to be updates for a lot of upcoming games.
Oh, yeah. I feel like May is going to be a very big month, just like announcement-wise.
I know, dude. It's so...
Brace yourself.
We're at the end of April. I don't understand what's going on.
Time is flying, and I feel like we're just getting even more busy.
I agree. Today was the first day I got to sleep.
I wanted to sleep in today, but I woke up at 7 a.m. I was so fucking mad. Because I wake up earlier for the gym and stuff. So, but I was, you know, practicing for my concert. Mm-hmm. But this was, like, my first, like, week off. Yeah. Since the concert where I'm like, oh my God, Tuesdays and Thursdays are the days where I can actually sleep in. Woke up at 7.
I'm so sorry. I woke up at 9 and I said no and I went back to sleep. I was so tired.
I wish I did that. I wish I fucking did that.
It's okay. But then I woke up to like
so many business messages and I was like, okay, maybe we won't take a date.
That's when I turned my phone around. I'm like, I didn't see this.
Oh yeah, no, I just ended up reading a bunch of Solo Leveling. So.
You know what?
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta find time. You gotta find time for the little things.
Exactly. But yeah, with that, it's another episode done. What are we on? Is this episode 4?
I think this is 4. We're almost a whole hand.
We are.
Yeah. You see my hand that's always up? We're almost that.
We started with a nub, and now we are almost a full hand.
I'm so proud of us.
The giga strapping is upon us, y'all.
Yeah, the deluxe strap. Yeah, let us know down below.
Thanks for all the love and support.
Oh,
like,
yes. We just hit 7K.
Even the last episode, 7K, and the videos, people have just really been enjoying it. So thank you guys for enjoying it. Next episode coming soon. Good vibes only.
Good vibes only.
Any last words?
Leave a comment down below. What guest you want us to invite? What topics you want us to talk about? What Yuri, are you reading our suggestions and do you like them? And yeah, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yep, you guys just got strapped.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Oh my God, you were really holding that one in.
I really was.
Thanks everyone for tuning in to Strapped In, hosted by Numi and myself, Mina. Episodes audio are produced by RC, with video editing by Pointy Pengu. Music provided by Mr. Holmes, and additional production assistance provided by MSM Talent. If you enjoyed what you've heard here today, please make sure to follow us on your favorite podcasting platform. You can also subscribe to Strapped In on YouTube. New episodes every other week. Thanks again for watching and your support.